Blog Talk Radio.
We praise him today. We thank, give him all the glory, all the honor, all praises is due unto our Heavenly Father. Amen. We thank and praise God for him, for keeping us alive and keeping the wind blowing, the breath of life is going through us. We thank and praise him today. Amen. I appreciate him today. Amen. But we see here today, without him, we cannot make it. Without him, we cannot live. I'm going to let you know today, amen, the scripture tells us in him, you know, amen, in him, amen, we move and have our being, meaning, amen, we have our existence, amen. So we see here, you cannot breathe without him. If you cannot breathe, amen, you can. Your breath is gone, you're dead. You're dropping dead right now, praise God. So I thank and praise God for him giving us this life, praise God. You know, he is very important. People don't understand how important is the breath of life that God has given us today. So I just thank and praise God for everybody today that you're viewing in, again, listening in today, amen, to the message today. God. We thank you, praise God, for, amen, Apostle C. A. Keller, amen, our overseer of the Churches of God, the Bible Way, amen, and we thank and praise God for our presider, Howard J. McLeod, amen, and Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw, amen, Bishop Napa, amen. Excuse me, my bishop in Tampa, praise God, which is Adrian M. Shaw, Jr., we thank him for his accent, and all other brothers, amen, in the Church of God of Bowery, and also all those who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, meaning Jesus Christ, amen. We see here today that you need to come. Let God bless him because, amen, our Savior is Jesus, amen, Yeshua, amen. He is our Savior, amen. So we see here today, as we go on, amen, today, we was looking at what most people, you know, and in different churches, they believe that, you know, some of them believe in baptism. I don't see many people baptizing no more. I believe in baptism. I mean, I believe in truth baptism, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit is what they call it, and the baptism by water, praise God. I believe that, amen. So if we see here today, you have to have both of those baptisms, amen. As we go on, praise God, as we see here, Jesus said, go in Matthew 28 and 19, he said, Jesus says this. Say, go ye therefore and teach all nations, amen, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, what, did you hear that? Amen. Did you get that revelation? Amen. It says, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So what name really, amen, you know, fulfills all that? It has to be a name. The question you need to be asking is, what name is Jesus talking about? Amen, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. he's talking about. That name takes care of all of that. Amen. So a lot of people say, well, I've been baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then I ask him, say, well, what is the name he's talking about? Then? Amen. Because name, amen, you know, Father is not a title. Son, I mean, Father is a title. Son is a title. Okay? So you see here, you got to really find out what name is he talking about. And as I go through the Bible in Acts 2:38 and even in Acts 8, you know, Philip, he baptized people. All right. Also in Acts 19, they all baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Cornelius in Acts 10, all of them baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The name that encompasses all of that. The name that is talked about. Amen. That name, amen, is Jesus Christ, which we call him that in the West. Or Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. So we see here the Christ, that name, his name, amen, encompass that. So some people say, I have an argument with, you know, that, but look at what it says in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You need to find out what name Jesus is talking about. It's easy if you go to the scriptures and look at baptisms where you see all that was baptized wasn't baptized in the same titles. They said in the name of Jesus Christ in your King James Version of the Bible. So we see here today that you need to know that, praise God. Jesus is our Savior. Yeshua is our Savior. Amen. That same, see, when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and gave her a name, it wasn't Jesus at that time. All right. What? Some people say, what? That's right. Amen. And the apostles never knew him as Jesus. some of y'all probably say, oh, what? That apostle busted out a whole bunch of people free. Amen. Because the name Jesus didn't come about until the late 1500s. All right. When they changed the name. All right, to Jesus. But I still honor that, amen, because he is, as long as you know who you're talking about, amen. Do you know who you're talking about? Do you know who you're talking about when you say, amen, the name of Jesus? You know he's talking about Yeshua, HaMashiach, all right? So we see here today that you got to have that name, all right? But anyway, as I say, we want to go into the scripture, into Isaiah. And Isaiah was called the eagle-eyed prophet. Amen. He was one of the eagle-eyed prophets. Amen. Now, if you want to know where the baptism in the name of Jesus was, you can talk in Acts 2:38. All right? And even look at this. In Acts 2:38, Acts 8 and Acts 10, all right, in Acts 19, you read about it, praise God, and see. But we don't have time to go through all of that today. I got a cold. Amen, but that's all right. I know God is a healer. He healed me all my life. Amen, kept me around for a long time, praise God. We thank and praise him. Okay, as we go on, amen, as we see, amen, that same God, amen. That same God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. That's why he says, how he says the Son is in the bosom of the Father. He says that. He also says that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. All right? So that's what it means, that it was God in him doing those great miracles. That's in Acts 14. John 14. As he did all his way. And if you have seen him, you've seen the Father. He's the express image of the Father. In other words, he is him. All right, so as we see here today, that Jesus was God in flesh. The fleshly part is the human body that he was in. And even you think about you, how you keep it alive. It's your spirit that is in you. Once the spirit goes, you die. Think about it, all right? All right? So you're going to leave your body here, all right? But the spirit is going to come out of you, all right? So we see everything. Even as breath, you know, the breath is going to come out of you. Praise God. As we see here today. All right. As we go on, praise the Lord. Amen. We see here in the scripture in Isaiah. If you look around Isaiah 44 and Isaiah 45, you know, you can get a life and tell you exactly who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise God. It's raining on over here. I was sitting outside the house, you know, broadcasting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, as we see here today, as we see here, let's look at the phrase Savior. All right, look what God says here. You see, before me there was no God formed, neither should I be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. So, besides Yahweh, the Lord, all right, there's no Savior, all right? Okay, so he had to take on a body of flesh and blood to save mankind, and that's something else, man. And a lot of people can't grasp that part, amen? So we see here today. We thank him, praise God. Okay, now as we go on, amen, I just got to read Isaiah 43, 10 and 11. All right, that's in that. Okay, now as we go on, praise God, he says here, he says in Isaiah 45 and 15, that thou art a God that hideth thyself, O God of Israel. Amen. The Savior. That's Jesus, man. That's what we call Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the great Yahweh in Christ. Amen. That was him. All right, as we go in here. He was the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Amen. You think about it. If you look at Isaiah 7:14 and Isaiah 9:6, you'll find out what I'm telling you is to be true. All right, now as we see here, as we go on, it says here, all right, Isaiah 45:21, there is no God else besides me. That's what God says. That's what the great Yahweh says. Or the great Yah says, he says, there's no God beside me, a just God and a Savior. There's none besides me. Boy, that's something, isn't it? You don't see that? He's the Savior of the world. He's the Savior of the whole world. If man just put down his pride and believe, amen, he could be saved, praise God. Come and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. So we see here as we go on. Amen. And look what it says. Look unto me and be ye saved, for I am God. Amen. And there's none else. So the only way you're going to be saved is that you got to believe that Jesus is he. He is the one to be saved. You got to believe it, and you got to know it, and that's going to bring you to obedience. All right, as we see here. Okay, we can go on and on, but here's another one. You see, it says in Hosea 13 and 4, thou shalt know no God but me. That you know no God but me. That's what Yahweh says, amen, just. That you know no God but me. Amen. For there is no Savior beside me. Now, come on now. The word has been spoken. Hosea says it there. Amen. Hosea says it. He says, there is no God. It says, there shall know no God. There shall know no God but me. All right? for there is no Savior besides me. And I believe that. There is no Savior besides me. The scripture tells us, look unto me and be ye saved, all ends of the earth, man. You know, if you want to be saved, you got to go and know who your Savior is. Amen. We thank and praise God for he's been so good. And he's the creator of the heavens and the earth, praise God. Amen. Look what it says. In Isaiah 45, he's the creator. Look what it says. I have made earth. Earth. Look what it says. And created man upon it. I even my hand, the heavens, and all the hosts have I commanded. See? All he has to do is command and speak. And it happens, friend. You got to believe it. You got to believe it, praise God. Okay. Think about it, praise God. There's no other God. Amen. Look what the great God, the great Yahweh says, the great Lord, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I mean, he's the creator of all souls, all these so-called people calling gods and all that. Let me tell you something. He's the creator of all, praise God. Look what it says. All right. Amen. Look what it says. Okay, I'm going to go over this one here on the 17th verse in 45. It said, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. All right? Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded. Look what it says. World without in. So in other words, Israel could be saved. Israel could be saved. So now we ain't talking about this, those people over there who are Caucasian over there talking about they the Jews. They're not the Jews. Amen. You got those people came from Germany, which is Akhenazim, and the Khazars that came from Russia, all right? So we see here today, amen, those are not the real Jews. The real, you know, Hebrews, the Israelites. They're not, all right? But, you know, like I say, they believe that they can be adopted, could be grafted, all right? But they have to follow the laws and standards and things that God gives them. They got to believe, too, all right? But we see here today, amen. As we go on, look at what it says, praise God. It says here, amen, in the 18th verse, it talks about this. For thus said the Lord that created the heavens. God himself has formed the earth and made it. He that established it, he created it not in vain. He formed it to be an inhabitant. Do it. Inhabitant. All right. I am the Lord, and there is none else. In other words, he is Yahweh. He is the Lord. Amen. There is none else. There is no one likened unto him. Praise God. No one. Hallelujah. So if you really want to know the truth, amen, you need to come to this Bible. Amen. So we see here. Look what the Bible says here in 45 and 7. I formed light and created darkness. I make peace and created evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. That is something, man. Amen. Amen. Anyway, it says, drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let God pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation. Think about it, all right? Look what he said. And let the righteousness bring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. So he created the heavens and the earth. Friend, let me tell you, that same Jesus we talk about, that same Yeshua we talk about, was God in flesh. God in flesh. That where he told Philip, he says, haven't I been so long time with you? You have not known me. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Amen. They were looking at him. You have to believe that, friend, as a believer. Isn't that something? Amen. So you got to have it. Amen. Thus said the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer. Ain't that something? His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and the last. Amen. Is that what he said? I am the first and I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. Jesus said that on the Isle of Patmos when he was talking to Peter. I'm not Peter, but John. As you see how Jesus was talking to John, he said, I'm Alpha and Omega. Amen. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. So we see here that when you baptize somebody and just saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you're not doing what Jesus really actually needs to do. Amen. You're not doing what Jesus actually intended. Because all the apostles, they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ up until the time of the Nicene Council in the city of Nice. In 325, I believe it is. Amen. So we see here, when they had that council, amen, a lot of things was changing in the Nicene Council. Amen. The Roman Catholic Church. Amen. And everybody followed after the Roman Catholic Church. All right. Think about it. The Baptists did. The Methodists did. Some holiness, other holiness church did. All right, the Presbyterians and all of them, all right, they're like the daughters of the Roman Catholic Church. All right, so we see here today that you must believe in Jesus, Yeshua, Yeshua, and then let you know that he is the way. Amen. He is the way. He says, by my name I am the God of Israel. That's what the Bible says, praise God. That's the latter part of 45 and 3. Okay, so we see here, there's none else besides him. I am the Lord. There's none else, he says. Amen. There is no God besides me. Amen. So you got to see what you got to do, praise God. You got to believe it today that he is the one and only true living God. Amen. And the scriptures say, I just mentioned that in 45:20. Well, let's go back up here a little further. The latter part of the 21st verse, he said, I am the Lord. He said, I am the Lord. He said, that's what he tells us. He said, and there's none else besides a just God, a Savior. There's none else besides me. So Jesus is a Savior. So we see that that same God was in Christ, amen, in that body, in that human, the man Christ, the body, was in him, amen. And then he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Huh? That's something. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Amen. Isn't that something? For I am God. Amen. Meaning Elohim. He is our God. And there is none else. Think about it. And I've sworn by myself. Amen. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness. And that's, it was it. And shall not return unto me. You know, it shall not return that unto me every knee. Look what it said. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue should swear. You remember that? The Bible says every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. See, you can't separate them two. You cannot separate them two. You cannot separate the spirit from the body. Somebody's going to die. Amen. All right. So in other words, this is what happened when Jesus died on that cross. You think about it. When he died on that cross, all right, the Bible said, I mean, he gave up the ghost. All right. The Bible said the veil of the temple, amen, it rent. I mean, it torn from top to bottom. And, you know, it took a lot of people to try to pull that thing from the holy to the holy, all right, to get into the holy place. It took people. This was a thin little curtain or something like that. It said the veil of the temple rent from top to bottom. Amen. So he went in and made an atonement. That spirit of God went in and made an atonement. Amen. Because the blood has been shed. Jesus shed his blood on the cross, or some say the tree. Amen. So he went in and made an atonement. Amen. For us. In the holiness of holy, in that mercy seat where the cherubims, amen, the wings was pointing to it, amen. And he went in and made an atonement for our sins. And the Bible talks about how the earth shook and quaked and the heavens poured out. Amen. The heavens cried out with rain and you know, thunder and lightning, praise God. So we see here today that he is the one that we do. We thank and praise God. We are located on Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida. Amen. In Tampa, Florida. Amen. Right there on the corner. Amen. So we want you to come and visit us sometime. Also, amen, our address is 4711 North 22nd Street, praise God. 4711 North 22nd Street. My name is Elder Ernest Braxton. I mean, here in Tampa, Florida. Ernest Braxton Jr. here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Our bishop and pastor there is Adrian M. Shaw Jr. We want you to come. Praise God. Be with us. Praise God. We thank and praise God for all of us. Thank and praise God for Mother Terry Dean also. Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. You know, we're looking to hear for you. My number, Elder Braxton, 813-403-2840. 813-403-2840. You can call me in Tampa. Amen. We thank and praise God, for he is Lord. Amen. He is the great, mighty God, the great Yah. Yahweh. Amen. Because we know that he was in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah, Yeshua, Messiah. We thank and praise God for you. And we, yeah, you know, we love people over there and we care about people's soul. We thank and praise God for you all today. Amen. Pray for us as we pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you.